welcome to the Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Political Cesspool radio program. We're a week older than we were the last time we were with you, but a week better looking, not a week richer, but a week closer to Christmas, so I guess, you know, that's one good thing. Saturday night, December 8th, I'm James Edwards, he's Keith Alexander, and you're listening to the Political Cesspool radio program, coming to you live from our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network. And I have really been getting into the spirit of the season. My wife actually went out of town to visit some friends this weekend, so I had a rare weekend. I needed to stay at home, unfortunately, and attend to pressing affairs of state. But my wife and daughter went out and are visiting friends, the last trip they'll be able to take before Christmas. My brother and cousin came over late last night, and we watched a Christmas movie and just had a good time of fellowship. And earlier in the week, my wife and I, Keith, I hadn't even had a chance to tell you this yet. You know, it's been a lot of stuff, crazy stuff going on this week behind the scenes, for me at least, personally. And I hadn't had a chance to visit with you, but Danny and I took Isabel to the Enchanted Forest at the Pink Palace a couple of days ago. And I was standing there, and a guy walked up, and he said, "You're that guy on the radio." And I said, he goes, "The Political Cesspool, right?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, that's me." I said, "Do you listen?" He said, "Oh, yeah, man." He goes, we listen all the time. It's rare, you know, that you get recognized when you're in radio. You know, my grandma always said I had a face made for radio. But, and when someone does, when it does happen, and it happens more than it should. I mean, this has to be people that go to the website. I remember a couple of months ago, we were at the grocery store and somebody came up. But I've never had a negative experience. We were at the Bartlett Festival, a little fall festival near our house, and somebody recognized me. I mean, that guy actually came up and took a picture. One of the most memorable, though, was Halloween before last. We were giving out candy. Our daughter wasn't old enough to go out trick-or-treating yet, and we were giving out candy, and a guy came to the door with his kids and recognized me and said he was a fan of the show. So anyway, that was just a little behind-the-scenes story of going to the Enchanted Forest. As we get ready for Christmas, hasn't been a good Christmas for the Kansas City Chiefs, if you've been following the news. One of their players did a murder-suicide, apparently. And it's been big talk in the sports world. Bob Costas used the occasion to go into an anti-gun rant during the Dallas-Philadelphia Monday Night Football game. But here's the thing, Keith. Now, apparently, you're a Klansman, if you believe in your right to own a gun. Jason Whitlock, a black sports columnist in Kansas City, who inspired Bob Costas' anti-gun rant, has likened the NRA to the KKK. Here's what he said in a national interview. "I didn't go," and he was being interviewed about a column he had written on the subject, and he said, "I didn't go as far as I'd like to because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK. And that the arming of so many black youths and loading up our community with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people who obviously don't have our best interests at heart." And of course, he's referring to whites. Now, when are white people going to grow up and realize that they are racist if they say or do anything that liberals don't like? That's what the book's all about, racism, schmacism. You got to quit trying to avoid the baseless slander. It's impossible to do so. But Keith, your thoughts, basically, if you're a gun owner now, you are indeed a Klansman. You support the GOA, the NRA, you're a Klansman. And this is national commentary from a national commentator. And it's just, you know, no one challenges it.
James, isn't it remarkable how the black community turns this whole situation on its head as an occasion to flail against white people? actually, what the Jovan Belcher incident shows is how little impulse control adult black males have. You never hear about white NFL players or white NBA players or white Major League Baseball players doing things like this. If you do, it's once in a blue moon, but it's almost a monthly phenomenon. In fact, today, 1 week later, you have an NFL nose guard, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut hole he's black, because whites don't get to play defensive line in the NFL anymore. And he got liquored up, got in his car, was speeding, turned the car over, rolled it, and killed apparently a close friend who had played football with him at the University of Illinois, who had just made the taxi squad or the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys. So, and how do you, rather than having to look at yourself and your race and try to come to terms with the pathologies that are inherent in the black race as being somehow a contributing factor to this, they magically, like the Teflon Don, turn it around and use it as an occasion to excoriate the white race. Now, quite frankly, if they had any talent for insight, what they would realize is that liberalism is their biggest enemy. But of course they don't. For example, while we're on this KKK theme, the KKK, or let's say any group that just hated black people, for example, could never have done a better job on black people than to integrate the public schools. Because by integrating the public schools, one, they raised everybody's taxes. Two, the public schools have gone in the toilet, because now the public schools, rather than being run by wise and conservative white people, as they used to be in Memphis back in the day, are now run by grand poobah black guys that want to prove that they're the African tribal chieftain of their particular domain. And as my late friend Buddy O'Neill used to say, black politicians need to be recognized not as politicians, but as African tribal chieftains. And he said African tribal chieftains are chosen by their tribe based on who can bed the most women and who can steal the most property from the neighboring tribe. And when you recognize that white people are the neighboring tribe, then you've got it, you've got it nailed. Well, racial integration in the public schools has destroyed black academic achievement, which wasn't too great to begin with, but it's now totally tanked. It's just hopeless. It's basically a babysitting service. Likewise, if you want to protect black people from gun violence, basically what you'd have to do is recognize that they are different from white people and just prohibit them from owning guns, James. Now, there's a modest proposal.
We'll be back with more right after this. We are just getting started tonight. Got a good variety, a good mix of stories we're going to be bringing to your attention. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss a minute of it.
Right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance.
Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, Winter Wonderland. Not so much with it about, 70 degrees today here in Memphis. We're having like one of those December heat waves. Getting back to sports, or staying on the topic of sports, we're talking about the murder-suicide of the Kansas City Chiefs player and the attacks on the Second Amendment that have been spawned because of it. Going to get to a basketball story now. And by the way, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that my wife's out of town this weekend, so I had a chance to spend a little bit of time with my brother, which I don't get to do as much as I'd like. And we went up to the local sports club today, and we were playing basketball. And I'll tell you, you know, in high school, I was a basketball stud. But the last 15 years have not served my game well. But I still did, you know, I still got a few moves. Still got a little hook shot. I can still, you know, I can spread the floor by hitting that open three from time to time. But we had a good time playing today. And, you know, we ran into some people. We used to go up there all the time together and just play some pickup games. We ran into some folks today that we had played with back when we were kids. And great people. And it just so happened that they were black. And this is, when we talk about these issues, these so-called taboo issues, we don't do it to put anybody down. There's no hatred in our hearts for anyone. I mean, certainly we have a preference and we're very proud of who we are. And we prefer our culture, not to say that we hate other cultures, but this is what's right for us. This is who we are. And we embrace that. But there needs to be open and frank discussions about these issues. And I think that we provide that objective criticism. It's not, you know, we take, I was on CNN with Jesse Lee Peterson, who I think is a great guy and is right on an awful lot of things. And Jesse Lee, if you've ever listened to his show, is much harder on these issues than I am. Of course, he can get away with it because he's black. But all that, I say all that to say this, everyone needs to be held accountable. And it's sickening that you can't make very basic, frankly, common sense observations without being shouted down as this, that, or the other. You pick your slander.
it would serve, I believe, blacks well if they would be a little more introspective and a little more honest and correct these problems so that there could be less racial discord. But as long as we have stories like this coming up, which I'm about to tell you about, again, just a complete disconnect from reality. Zach Randolph. And Keith likes his game. He plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. He was a former Portland Trailblazer. And he was making news recently by saying that police don't understand young black guys. They don't understand black culture. And this is a guy that has a rap sheet that's longer than the list of Santa Claus's names. But it's not his poor actions and poor judgment or the fact that he committed all of these crimes. He is not to blame, if you ask him. It's the fact that cops are racially biased. It had nothing to do with the fact that he committed crimes and got arrested for it. It's the fact that just cops didn't like him. I mean, that's the story. And an online sports magazine that has made a habit of finding former Portland Trailblazers to tell stories about how miserable they were in the all-white city of Portland has come up with a new one. And talking about the story of Zach Randolph saying that all police and the media in general, the media is racist. The media is anti-black. Have you found that, Keith? I don't know about that. Here's what he says about the police, though. They don't take well to young black urban kids coming out having come from nothing. You come to Portland with braids and cornrows in your hair, and people can't relate to that. They peg you in a different way. They look at you a different way. If he's got braids, he's a thug. Now, in case you've forgotten or in case you didn't know, Randolph's rap sheet includes a 2003 arrest for a DUI, 2006 drag racing incident. He beat a man with a pool cue during a drug deal gone bad. Was charged with sexual assault of a stripper. And then in the early 90s, when he was a teenager, he was arrested and convicted of charges that ranged from battery to selling stolen guns. He spent some time in juvie. Yeah, he's been arrested for drug possession, drinking. The biggest accusation is that a police informant identified Zach Randolph as a major marijuana supplier. So, again, it's not the fact that all of this he's been charged with and arrested for. It's the fact that the police, and yes, according to him, the media are racist and anti-black. I mean, again, we have got to have a discussion about this. It doesn't do him any good to cop that line, and it's just totally bogus and absurd.
It's just absurd. That's all you can say about it, because let me tell you, here is the basic problem as I see it that is behind Zach Randolph's comments. Black people, Asian people, Hispanic people, all non-white people cannot think objectively and abstractly. They cannot base opinions, legitimate opinions, based on principle. If they do, they're trying to fool you. They see everything in life through the prism of race. And if black people get arrested, have more problems with the law, they're going to attribute this to race. That's what Zach Randolph has done. Zach Randolph doesn't realize that he is the most fortunate guy that I know to have a rap sheet like that and still be rewarded by American society by making tens of millions of dollars a year playing a child sport that most people, like my co-host James Edwards, play for free and consider themselves privileged to play it free whenever they can. What type of nincompoop thinks that, being as privileged as he is, that he is somehow the victim of invidious discrimination? This is totally absurd. And, you know, the thing about Zach Randolph, too, Zach Randolph is being hailed as a jolly good fellow by the Memphis media because
the racist Memphis media, according to him.
Yeah, the racist Memphis media that hates black people is just falling all over itself, throwing bouquets at him because of some charitable activities that he's engaged in to much press coverage, where he's giving away gifts, Christmas baskets, Christmas turkeys, Thanksgiving turkeys, toys, yada, 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 as Jerry Seinfeld would say, all in black ghettos in Memphis. And there's no shortage of black ghettos in Memphis.
There's nothing wrong with that, but there would be if we did it.
But on the other hand, Let's just think about this. What if Mark Gasol, one of the white players on the Grizzlies, was photographed and had a lot of coverage about giving away goodies exclusively to white people? Well, he'd be a triple-dyed villain and a racist beyond redemption, and probably would be drummed out of the NBA. Why do we put up with this double standard? Zach Randolph is not a jolly good fellow. He's a typical racial partisan that's accepted in all groups except white people. We need to demand equal treatment, James. What do you say?
Well, we've been saying it on this radio program for 8 years. Again, we begrudge no one the opportunity, the healthy and natural course of action to go out and not at the expense of others, but because of the love they have for their own family, to advocate for their unique group interest. Every culture and ethnic group has them, and so do we. But unfortunately, there's the great double standard of our time is that while, and I've said this 1,000 times if I've said it once, while these other groups are not only allowed but encouraged to go out and put their people first, if we do it, we're shouted down or worse. We'll be back with more right after this.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number 2, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool.
Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, "Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck." Leroy said, "Hey, I'm on my way," and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. A little country, a little southern flair to Christmas there. And you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been playing some of the festive and seasonal songs of Christmas. Next week, which will be, if I'm not mistaken, and let me look at the calendar before I put my foot in my mouth. Next week will be the... Okay, so now we still got two more shows before Christmas. I was going to say on the last show before Christmas, we're going to do nothing but the spiritual songs, the songs that highlight the true meaning of the season, which is, of course, and let there be no mistake, the birth of Jesus Christ. And we're going to get to those songs. You know, I have been surprised at how many emails I've gotten over the course of the last couple of weeks since we started playing some of these songs, incorporating them into the program, how many emails I've gotten from people asking me to post to the blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org my favorite Christmas songs. And I am going to do that. I'm going to give you the ultimate James Edwards Christmas mix, and it's going to be on the blog next week, so check it out. You can download these songs and play them for your family. I'm going to break it down into two categories, the top 10 fun and festive songs, and then the top 10 spiritual and Christian Christmas songs. And so there'll be 20 songs there. I look forward to that. Keith, I got something here that was sent to me by Sam Bushman, the incomparable Sam Bushman, our good friend and compatriot, owner of the network that syndicates us here, Liberty News Radio. This is a story. This is just one of those stories, one of those rare stories that you see that even makes the jaw of a savvy veteran like myself drop. I mean, once you're in this for life, you see so much, you tend to not get surprised. And then the hypocrisy of the left sinks just a little bit lower. All right, you know, over in the UK, the United Kingdom, like so many other countries, they don't have the freedom of speech as we do here. Over there, you can very easily go to jail for saying something that, for lack of a better term, is politically incorrect, or telling the truth, I guess. You know, we don't use coarse language in private or in public. We don't use the N-word ever because, you know, it's just, it's tacky, okay? But some people do, obviously, and a guy over there did it. And if you say that over there, you can go to jail. You can go to jail for saying the N-word, even though we don't use it. And if that was the case, I guess all the blacks in America would be in jail. But we don't use it. But no matter what you say, you shouldn't go to jail for saying it. I don't care if it's tacky, if it's crude, if it's politically incorrect or whatever. No one should go to jail for words, for mere words. But, okay, over there, where political correctness is so rampant, a judge, a magistrate, has ruled that the N-word is a term of endearment. Apparently it's a term of endearment, Keith, but only when thugs use it. A rap music fan who shouted the N-word at a black man has been cleared of all charges. Okay, let me flip over here to the next page of my notes. Now, he was a white hip-hop fan, okay, a white rap fan, a 43-year-old white rap fan. He's been cleared of the charge of using racist language despite yelling the N-word at a black fella. Cops arrested him, got arrested for the word, after Christopher Jones is his name, after hearing him shout the word at a group of men, which included a black male. So the cops heard this guy use the N-word and they arrested him. That is absolutely crazy. The 43-year-old rap music fan
pleaded not guilty and claimed that he could not be racist because he listened to hip-hop music and had more black friends than white friends, quote-unquote. He said, I'm not a racist. It's used as slang. For me, it's a term of endearment. It's not racist. He argued that he regularly used the N-word on the streets around his home and said, I can sit with a black friend and say, what's up, N-word? And it's a term of endearment. he said, anti-racism campaigners say the word has too many negative historical links for it to be used towards black people in any way. And so they wanted the judge to throw the book at this guy, even though he's friends with these folks. The magistrates have made a mistake. One of the opponents of this guy said, you can't just sling words like this around. But they said that he used the word without hostility and dismissed the case. Anyway, so there you have it. In some cases, apparently, Keith, it's a term of endearment. But your thoughts on that ruling and the whole issue of people going to jail for things is, you know, people have got to get a thicker skin. Sticks and stones, love. I mean, if people saying offensive things to you should get you put in jail, all of our enemies should be, you know, in solitary confinement for the attacks they've levied against us. But anyway, your thoughts.
My gosh, something has happened here to the core. Excuse me. Look, what is happening is that Paul Craig Roberts was actually absolutely right back around the year 2000 when he said we're living under a new feudal system now in the West. That would be America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all white countries, where different classes of citizens have differential rights. I'm glad, I guess, to see that in England you can use the N-word and not automatically go to jail. Apparently, some of the old fuddy-duddy liberals in England thought that any utterance of the N-word by a white person was actionable and would put you in jail. That shows you what a Orwellian nightmare dystopia that we live in nowadays. Thank heavens we still have freedom of speech in America. But let me tell you, the first step to hate speech laws is the passage of hate crime laws. And the left has this almost reptilian patience in prosecuting their agenda. I was really surprised to learn. I learned this from Reverend Ted Pike, who's one of our frequent guests here at the Political Cesspool, that the left brought up the hate crimes bill 43 times before the U.S. Congress, before the House of Representatives and the Senate, and had it voted down 43 times. But on the 44th try, they got it passed. And like I said, hate crime laws lead as naturally to hate speech laws as love leads to marriage, as, you know, in the old love and marriage goes together like a horse and carriage song that was the theme song for Married with Children. That's the way this generation knows how, you know, about it. I remember it when it originally came out. But that's what the world is coming to now, that you basically cannot utter words in large parts of the Western world now without wondering if the Orwellian thought police are going to come knocking at your door and jackbooted thugs are going to kick in your door and haul you off to a gulag somewhere. And this is coming to America. Everything is really going into fast forward now as far as liberal takeover of America. And just like the 1992 presidential race, the theme was, it's the economy, stupid. The 2012 race is, the theme is, it's race, stupid. And believe me, the racial police are really getting to grow a long pair of fangs now. They're coming after the white race, and you're going to see things happening in the next 4 years that you never dreamt you'd see happening in America, I predict.
Keith, I got another one for you, equally absurd with regards to, you know, words and how they can have an effect on people and apparently carry such weight as to warrant jail time if the thought police would have their way. In Israel, now this is one of the most absurd stories you'll ever hear on TPC. Israel's top basketball team has suspended its captain because he called a fellow Israeli teammate, a Nazi. Guy Panini told local media that he lashed out at the player during a game earlier this week. In a videotaped statement, he broke into tears, saying the slur had offended his relatives because most of his extended family had perished in the Holocaust. The Holocaust is a sensitive subject in Israel, so the story reads, because it is home to many Holocaust survivors and their families. Anyway, this guy, because he called a fellow Jew a Nazi, he got stripped of his captaincy and fined $26,000. And we're going to take a break and pick it up on that story when we come back. We're going to get Keith's comments. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot. A camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
True words were never spoken as they were in that song. It is the most wonderful time of the year for good reason. We're going to be talking about that reason as we get a little bit closer to that special and spiritual day of Christmas. And folks, everybody, I know it gets said a lot, and it kind of falls on deaf ears because it is so cliche, but do take a time out to reflect and ponder the true meaning of Christmas and not get wrapped up in all the hustle and bustle. I had to drive by the local mall today. I didn't go to the mall, but to shop. But I drove by there to get my phone fixed. My phone kind of had a malfunction last night. And it was just, you know, you had to park across the street and around the corner. Everybody in there, you know, buying, and that's fun, and that's fine, but there's certainly much more to it than that. Anyway, back to the story, Keith. We ran out of time before you had to an opportunity to comment on it. One Israeli basketball player calls another one a Nazi. He gets fined, stripped of his captaincy, and starts blubbering like a baby. You know, what is wrong with men these days? A professional athlete actually broke down and cried because someone called him a name. And I want you to think about that. Now, I had relatives that died during Lincoln's Holocaust of the South. And yes, I will use the word because Holocaust actually has a definition, not strictly pertaining to the goings-on of World War II. I don't know exactly how the Jews trademarked the word to reflect only to their suffering. But I had relatives that died during Lincoln's Holocaust of the South. But I couldn't see myself start crying if someone called me a Yankee. And the emasculating of men is really a topic for an entire program. I mean, we might get into it a little bit later tonight if we have time. But first of all, your thoughts on this story, just for what it is, and then, you know, the fact that a guy broke down and cried over the fact that he used the word Nazi. I mean, it seems a little touchy to me.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to chant out on the playground, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Well, that may be an exaggeration. You can definitely be hurt by words, but the problem, like you said, is that a grown man is blubbering and brought to tears because somebody called him a name. That's indicative of a bigger problem in Western society nowadays, which is that men are women and women are men. Women used to break down and cry because somebody called them a name. At least adult women were the only adults that would do that. Men certainly didn't do it. Men might pop you in the mouth if you did that, but they wouldn't be crying. Then on the other hand, women are men, just like the article that you ran on the blog this week about the lesbian wedding at West Point.
We're getting into that in second hour.
See, this is the ultimate goal of liberalism. This is why we say, and it's not hyperbole, we mean it sincerely, that liberalism is the modern face of evil. That you have mannish women and womanish men, and this gender confusion is going to, and the promotion of homosexuality, what is the end game? What are they trying to do? They're trying to reduce the white birth rate so that we descend even faster into minority status than we would normally. And as a minority, we are going to find out that minority rights and the whole concept of minority rights is flown out the window. You can see now, for example, in this last election that the liberal conservative pendulum is not a pendulum anymore. It doesn't, you know, it's not that the Democrats will win one election, then the Republicans will win another, and you know, what goes around comes around. A lot of people are predicting that we have seen the last Republican president in the United States. Now, if that's the case, and most of the people in America, in the vast geographic landmass we call the United States of America, are conservative, what can they do about that? How are they going to just succumb to tyranny, or in order to maintain some type of self-determination over their political lives? The only thing they can do is secede. We need secession, and the reason is it will allow us to have an ethnostate. We don't have to advertise that, but we can have a political entity in which we run it according to our values, our insights, our ethics, our folkways. We can, for example, eliminate welfare. We can secure our borders. We can, basically run this, our government, the way that we see fit, And we can't do that because right now in America, we're facing the same dilemma, the same problem that my ancestors and James's ancestors faced in 1860, which was that there is this overweening federal government that is trumping the will of the people in my state and probably yours as well. And they are hostile to us. They despise us. And they're in charge of the federal governmental apparatus for the foreseeable future. So we're really in the same situation. This is why I have very little patience with people that want to discuss the fiscal cliff and all of these other invented crises that the mainstream media serves up to us and that the mainstream conservative talk jocks serve up to us. They have nothing to do with what is really ailing us right now. What is really ailing us right now is that we are now about to be a ruled people. We have been ruled undemocratically since the Brown decision. That's how the 3% learned how they could control and rule over the 97% that disagree with them through the power of judicial review. Now, because of the demographic shift that has occurred in America because of open borders, they don't have to, you know, resort to that subterfuge anymore. They are going to be able to rule us through majority rule. And when they do, you're going to find out that they have absolutely no concern whatsoever for the rights of the now new minority of white people. Like Vilfredo Pareto, the Italian socialist, said in the 19th century, "When I am weak, I ask you for equality because that is your principle. But when I am strong, I deny equality to you because that is my principle." That's how all of the non-white races think. And you're going to see this playing out more and more in our political life in the second term of the Obama administration, I predict.
And, of course, when we make blanket statements like that, it is to highlight the rule rather than the exception. I mean, certainly not everybody of a given ethnic group thinks in lockstep and in unison with everyone else. But as was evident by something as simple as the black vote for Obama, it is, without question, the rule. There will always be honest people, of any group, and they provide the exception. But I think Keith's statement is, pretty much spot on and right on target. You mentioned, Keith, that awful abomination that took place at West Point, and we're not going to get into all of it yet because we don't have enough time left in this segment. But in the second hour, we are going to make hay with the fact that the lesbian couple, were married, quote unquote married, or pretended to be, at least, at West Point, the West Point Military Academy, the place where Robert E. Lee attended. I mean, this brings into sharp focus just how far standards have fallen, not just at West Point, but in America. You went from perhaps the most Christ-like human that I've ever read or studied about, Robert E. Lee. I mean, he really embodied everything that a gentleman and a soldier and a man should. Robert E. Lee was just that great, and went to West Point, and I believe he is the only cadet to ever go through West Point without receiving a single demerit. That's something that's often attributed to him. Maybe one demerit. Anyway, we go from Robert E. Lee gracing the halls of that once stately and venerable institution to now they are conducting lesbian marriages, if you will. And again, I say that with marriage being put into quotations. But, you know, just like everything else, if you have an opinion that doesn't match the politically correct talking points you'll find on MSNBC or the other networks with regards to, you know, sodomite unions, then you can't have an opinion at all. You can't speak of it in polite company or in public, and certainly not on a mainstream media venue like a syndicated radio show. But we don't go for that, you know. It's disgusting. It's sick. It's immoral. It's unnatural. It's unhealthy. And I stand against it as a Christian. And you certainly don't have to be a Christian to stand against homosexual unions. It just makes sense to be opposed to that. Well, we're going to talk more about that at the top of the hour. We've primed the plate. We've whetted the palates. So let's get into it at the top of hour number two. And it's coming your way here on Liberty News Radio right after this. Political Cesspool continues with James and Keith.
Shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room, all the way down to the amen.